This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by pizza.
Pizza! When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza!
Wow.
It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 114.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast, where we give you seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Dan Flynn.
And you, wait a minute, Dan Flynn, there's no Jeremy in this mix.
Yeah, and I totally tripped over that because Jeremy normally introduces himself before
me. Jeremy's lying
himself.
On the floor. It's really easy
Jeremy
to trip
trumps,
over him.
Trumps your wife, and your wife trumps me. In Schwat. Order of introductions.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because I'll go with that.
Jenny's a regular, normal person. You,
I
not
don't
so normal.
Outside of podcasts.
But Dan is one of our co-hosts from our Once Upon a Time podcast over at oncepodcast.com. And Jeremy is out, and actually, serious point here, Jeremy is out for a family emergency, so he could really use your thoughts and prayers. He's doing okay, but there has been a loss in the family, and he'd really appreciate the prayers and thoughts over there. And he was actually willing to join us, but his internet connection where he is isn't that great. So he said, go on without me.
If he had Verizon, he could do 4G hotspot. But no, he doesn't. He has that other one that begins with an A.
So we decided to ask Dan to join us for this. And actually, Dan, I've been trying to get you on the podcast, this podcast, for a little while. But we might not actually talk about the topic I was thinking of getting you on here.
Oh, that's okay. You basically had to wait until you're extremely desperate and had no one else to come, and then I felt bad enough to come on the show.
Yeah. It's like I asked the neighbor's dog, and it couldn't come on. Then I thought, who's next on the list? Oh, yeah. There he is, Dan.
And that dog's annoying.
So is I second on the list then?
I might have read the list upside down. But speaking of upside down, check out the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com and check us and let us know how it looks upside down. And you can get the show notes and links that we mentioned, including the pizza video over at cleancomedypodcast.com/114. Show notes for this episode. So we have some cool stuff for you today. And it all begins, my friends.
Now?
With this.
Oh.
Funny stuff from the last week or so. Now, in Dan's case, Dan isn't on here very often. And even in our Once Upon a Time podcast, he doesn't really share random noodle updates. So technically, he could share a random noodle update from
any time.
Yeah, since the beginning of time, almost.
Oh.
But we'll give you a chance to make sure that you know how this goes, teach you the ropes. It might hurt a little bit. It'll be okay. Funny stuff that's happened within the last week or so. I have discovered that, how can I put this delicately? Mangoes are not good for my marriage.
Nope.
Not good for my love life.
Not good.
Nope. The reason is making the single guy in the room very awkward.
I like mangoes.
I do too. But Daniel really likes mangoes.
That makes it sound bad. I love fruit. and like mangoes and peaches and the kind of fruit that gets really juicy and you kind of have to get all over your face.
Chin and neck.
Yeah, that kind of fruit. Really good kind of stuff. And so I love this fruit. It's great. But within the last couple of years, I've discovered a problem. And that is, I'm allergic to something about the fruit. Maybe it's the pesticides, maybe it's the fruit itself. But if I get fruit juice on my skin, around my mouth, I start breaking out in a rash. And I break out anywhere I touch after I've touched that spot that's broken out or somewhere
with the juice.
So like I've had the rash spread to weird places like the back of my ear, or right now I've got it just a little bit below my left eye, as well as around my mouth. So
now I'm going to examine your face for the rest of the podcast.
Whenever this happens, a new rule is placed in our household. No kissing.
Oh.
So that's how mangoes hurt my love life.
Someone in the chat room saying try organic mangoes, not the plastic ones.
Yeah, I should do that because I think there's some kind of list out there that lists what kind of fruit will kill you and what kind won't.
You're if it's been sprayed. Allergic to the pesticide that's in, like, I heard peaches are terrible for pesticide because they absorb all the pesticide.
Which would make sense.
Like a pesticide
Don't encourage him
sponge.
To eat more peaches or more mangoes.
Well, we'll have to do this sometime when. I don't know, when Jenny's not around, when I'm not around or something.
You're not around, I could... How? You won't be around.
Yeah, that's tough to try and figure out. But so now...
Oh, I could throw mangoes in your washing machine if you're really bad.
So mangoes ruined my love life. Jenny, what's your random noodle update?
I had a really bad dream Saturday night. It was about spiders.
And did you get bitten and turn like all superpower?
That would have been a good dream.
That would have been a cool dream, except for the getting bitten by a spider part. But I saw a spider dangling from the ceiling, and it was coming closer and closer and closer. And then I woke up and it was still there. And I slid under the covers. I don't even remember what I said. But I was like hiding under the covers when I was fully awake. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh my.
You made some kind of sound like,
ah! Pizza! Anyway, this is the second time this has happened.
So wait, it was real?
It wasn't real.
So you just woke up in your dream?
It was still there when I was like still kind of asleep, but kind of awake. Huh. It was awful because I was like paranoid while going back to sleep again. But Daniel was my hero and he said, I'll protect you.
So you couldn't go to sleep in your own dream.
Huh?
You said you're like sort of awake. So
I was. Yeah, I woke up and I found myself under the sheets like completely, like head and everything. I was all like under the sheets
and
hiding from the spider.
Dangling from the ceiling, not dangling from the ground.
It was dangling from the ceiling.
At least we knew the house wasn't upside down.
Yeah. That's
good. That would have been odd.
Straighten things out. Then you knew you were awake.
What were you going to say, Daniel?
She was even shaking when she got up. Like, violently shaking.
Yeah. Scared. Scary spiders. I don't like spiders. I don't like
was
spiders.
Was it the size of a mango?
No, I mean, it was the size of a regular spider. It just really freaked me out. The first time I had this dream, it was dangling from our ceiling fan, and this time it was dangling from like my side of the bed on the ceiling. So I was scared.
And part of what's crazy in this is Jenny's night vision isn't that great.
It's awful.
So sometimes I wonder, how could she be seeing a spider?
In fact, I was asking that. I was like, how can I see that?
I don't think it existed.
New glow in the dark arachnid.
It didn't exist.
Okay.
It's just, it wasn't there for real. It was in my head.
I wouldn't do this, but that's why I'm going to say this. But a great prank would be put some glow in the dark spiders in the room. But then Jenny might think, oh, ghost spider.
Daniel, you would be in so much trouble if you did that.
That would be a good opportunity for
I
me
might
to
put
eat mangoes
in the dryer if you did that.
So Sounds like a song. Mangoes in the dryer.
Looking like a fool with your mangoes in the dryer. Dan, what do you have as a random noodle update?
You didn't tell me it could have been from anywhere. I was just going to mention something that just happened last night.
Go ahead. Well,
that works, too. Did you dream about spiders?
No, actually, here's the weird thing. If I'm dreaming about spiders, it's typically because I'm awake and there's actually like big, nasty wolf spiders on the wall from where I am. I don't dream about spiders. Spiders, if I see them, it's reality. So, yeah, I don't dream about spiders. But I was going to go to bed early last night because I've been exhausted and staying up really late every day of the week. So I did. I went to bed at 10:30. And I'm like, this is really early for me. I should go to bed. Oh, I should check my mail. So I went to check my mail. I'm like, oh, YouTube updates. Cool. Let me check in the videos, going through all that.
Wait, they mail YouTube updates
to
you?
Yeah, you subscribe to them and you get your YouTube updates for the people you're subscribing with. So.
Like mail to you, printed on paper. They finally have 30 frames per second printers.
Yes, Daniel. Email. So anyway, I watched this, watched that. Oh, let's look at all the new electronics going on for the week and the year. And anyway, it was about 12:10. I did go to bed at 10:30 though. But it's 12:10 now. I'm still looking at that. And then my dad called, spoke with him for a while. Next thing I knew, it was about 1:30. So I go to bed at 1:30. Well, go to sleep at 1:30, even though I went to bed at 10:30. So I wake up really tired, have to get to work. We had the book club that we had in the morning, and I'm trying to get it connected while I'm in the car. And I'm at a red light. And next thing you know, I look up and the red light is now turning yellow because it had already been green and I didn't move.
Is there anybody behind you?
Yes, he didn't beep or anything. I felt very bad. So took off and I think I might have missed the yellow light. I'll say it that way. And then it turns out there's a cop behind me.
Oh, no.
But he turns off eventually after driving down for like 5 minutes. So that was really bad. So you can obviously expect me wanting to go home immediately after work and just come straight here. I don't want to drive. I'm tired. And then my CEO of my job is coming out of the building, and I say hi to him. I get into my car, and he gets into his car. He was not looking where he was going. Thankfully, he didn't see this, but then I almost backed into the CEO. He was driving and really close to me and talking to someone out the window while driving, and I was backing up, and I was like, oh, man, really? If I had backed up, he would not have seen me, and he would have plowed right into my car. So thankfully, I stopped in time.
Your career would have been ruined.
I know. So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened in the last, 24 hours. So it was pretty eventful. I'm pretty tired. Skip breakfast, just running on caffeine. It's all good.
The incident at the light. The drivers around here in the greater Cincinnati area are the nicest idiots you'll ever meet. They will not honk at you. They're apparently missing a lot of fingers from their hands as they try to wave to you. But they'll do all sorts of things, but they won't honk. So I like being the odd one out around here and honking the horn. There's actually an intersection near our local Walmart where incoming traffic does not stop.
It's exciting for him. He looks forward to this.
I do.
Every time we go.
I want to take that intersection because people sometimes stop at the intersection, the incoming people who don't have to stop. So I enjoy going through that intersection and hoping I get to honk at someone since no one around here honks.
Oh, Daniel, you have very interesting objectives in life.
Yeah, but, it is Cincinnati. So nicest idiots you'll ever meet. And they'll probably take that as a compliment, too.
Growing up in New England, these are very nice idiots around here.
In New England, they're mean idiots.
They are mean. I was one of them.
Oh, so you're a mean New Englander idiot.
Take the last part off, and the rest is true.
Speaking of mean people, but not idiots.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Actually, not mean people, but they're wonderful people, our listeners, who send us in wonderful messages.
You're wonderful. We like you.
Even though you don't honk the horn.
We wouldn't call you mean.
Unless you
ever.
Don't honk the horn. This came in from Isabel, a new emailer to the show. Isabel emailed saying, "Hello, this happened today and I just had to tell you guys about this. My friend Myra has a fancy stereo in her house that makes it so you can play music from your iPod to all speakers in the house wirelessly as long as you are hooked up to her house's Wi-Fi. I found this out when I was at a party at her house. I was trying to play the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the speakers in her room and accidentally played it for the whole house, startling everyone. Mm-hmm. Ever since then, Myra and I have had an inside joke about that." Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's probably not what they sound like. This is from a girl, so yeah, can't say it like that. So today, I drove past Myra's house, and I was playing with my iPod. Don't worry, I wasn't the one driving. And I realized that I was connected to Myra's Wi-Fi. So I played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in her house. The song is... this song is a very interesting version of the classic song, and it starts out with a goofy-sounding guy going, "Hey, kids!" It's a kind of creepy, and I cannot imagine what it was like for Myra to all of the sudden hear it when she was trying to have a nice dinner with her family. Imagine this. "Hey, kids! It's time for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer." You could have a lot of fun with that, driving by someone's house and just playing ghost sounds.
Just back noise the whole time. Subliminal messages. "There's a spider in your room, Jenny." "There's a spider in your room, Jenny. You like mangoes."
I do like mangoes. Actually, both of us like mangoes. Just saying. So one of us likes mangoes a little too much, though.
This could even lead to a new industry for people, and that is what
Wi-Fi stalkers.
Well, Wi-Fi stalkers, or well, I mean that kind of already happens, but the people who have to rid ghosts from houses. What are they called?
Extortionists.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Exorcists.
There we go.
Yeah. So now you're going to have musical exorcists or Wi-Fi exorcists to remove the ghosts from the machine. Which is actually a technical term. And she said here, later she texted me and said she knew it was me because of the choice of the song. Mm-hmm. She also said that the other people in her house were really confused. From Isabel.
Going around all their devices, shutting off everything, flicking the power switch in the basement.
Which really, the name Isabel could... Now, please don't take offense at this, but the name Isabel could sound like a good ghost name. So sometime I think she should record something and saying, "Ooh, this is the ghost of your friend Isabel."
That's too obvious though.
Would it be?
Yeah.
Maybe it could be part of a whole elaborate plot where she gets some fake news story put out that she was involved in some kind of fatal car crash near her friend's house. And then she plays this on her friend's Wi-Fi. And then our friend's like, "It's my best friend back from the dead, and she's hunting my Wi-Fi."
Wow.
Too complicated.
Too sadistically planned.
Something that happened in the chat room just before we started the show. And by the way, we do this live every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time over at noodle.mx/live. We're going to skip the 4th of July, so we'll be back on July 11th. But in the chat room over there, Heather, also known as Achbao, has earned
Achbao
a new name from those initials. And I had to share this in the feedback section because it's about one of our faithful listeners. HJBAU, someone had dubbed, and I think it was Dream Drop Distance, had dubbed this as Heather Just Buried a Unicorn.
Oh, hopefully the pink fluffy ones.
Yeah.
I mean, unicorns dancing on rainbows. Ouch, it hurts.
Actually, it was the other Heather had said that. Roses Dancing for Christ is the one who came up with that. Heather Just Buried a Unicorn.
Oh.
Double unicorn all the way. I can't remember the song now. I need to listen to it again. Listeners, if you'd like to send us funny stuff, you can send it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message tab and record a message right from the computer and send it to us. And that would be awesome to have your feedback as a part of the show. Your funny stories, funny things that you see on the internet, funny things that happen to you, whatever. Or if you want to try and get Ian or Dan or Flegon or anybody married to someone, then we can try and arrange that too, because we have noodle powers. But people who don't have noodle powers are those kinds of people who make it into the news. Noodles in the news, that is. The part where we talk about, well, just kind of news stories out there. Now, Dan, you had found a news story.
Yes. It involves Microsoft and a lot of gasoline.
And a lot of grease.
Grease? Was there grease?
Yeah, there was grease, wasn't there?
Oh, I don't know.
Microsoft was in deep grease.
Oh, maybe.
Tell us the story.
All right, so basically, these our men came and they had a van full of like gas canisters, and this is in Athens, Greece. So they're driving up to a Microsoft gate and they plow through it, and it says plow into Microsoft headquarters in Athens, Greece at approximately 1:45 GMT Wednesday. According to police, at least two men armed with pistols and a machine gun had kept security guards at bay, while another man rammed the van through the entrance, setting the building on fire. No one was injured in the attack, but the van was destroyed and the ground floor of the building was badly damaged. So I heard this today in the news. Someone did say there's other ways to make Microsoft crash and burn instead of actually, like, literally taking gasoline. But, yes, I thought that was quite interesting. People think Apple's behind it. And, yes.
I wonder if the van was painted blue and had on it saying general protection fault.
Yes, definitely.
I can imagine the people, well... What were those people thinking? Like, why crash through Microsoft? What is that going to accomplish?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted one of the new tablets. But, I mean, they did have gasoline explosions.
We want the Internet Explorer 6 back.
That's what the grease...
It was the closest thing I could do to grease. Badly close to grease.
It's okay. We forgive you.
But you said they went through a gate. Is that one of the Bill Gates clones? Because you know there are Steve Jobs clones out there, too. They're just keeping them in hiding, waiting for that one more thing presentation.
Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Michael Jackson, they're all hiding.
Elvis.
No, Elvis is dead.
He's hiding. He's at Graceland upstairs.
Yeah. Elvis killed Paul from that other band. The Beatles.
Oh. Wait, what? Did you just say Paul? What?
Paul McCartney. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. And there's like also the rumors that Elvis killed Lady Gaga, and that's why she looks the way she does today. Because who else could do that but Elvis or Michael Jackson? Here's something that...
Makes sense.
This showed up actually on the web and in my local newspaper clipping. It is an ad from Toys R Us that says 20% off one regularly priced baby.
Oh my. And it said choose from thousands. Oh my goodness.
Very poorly worded.
Wow. Yeah. That's really
what
bad.
What does it even mean?
I think they meant to say, like, baby item.
Baby doll?
Or, yeah, baby doll, maybe. It's for Babies R Us or Toys R Us.
I'd like to bring that in and just ask them what this applies to.
Can I have my baby? I brought my coupon. I'm here to buy a baby.
I want 20%. Actually, that could be a little bit dangerous. 20% off a baby?
Oh,
where
dang,
do they take the 20% from?
You were just saying how you can't wait to have children.
Oh, so I can just go and buy them?
Yeah, just go buy a baby.
No, because it's only off the baby. I still have to pay full price on the merchandise.
Babies R Us. That's what they're all about.
Oh, my goodness.
This is another item that I saw on the web. And this is, I think, the best inconvenience note that a neighbor has left for another neighbor, an apartment neighbor. And this note reads, Hey, neighbor. Just a friendly reminder that some friends are shooting a short film in our laundry room Saturday from around noon until 3 p.m.-ish. So if you hear or see someone acting like a zombie, please disregard. I swear, they're not on bath salts. Also, it may at some point sound like someone's getting murdered. Again, please disregard. Unless they're screaming, oh no, I'm actually being murdered. This isn't part of the movie. Either way, the laundry will be cleaned and returned to its previous state once they're done filming. Finally, please enjoy this sorry for the inconvenience beer I've left at your door, because I am indeed sorry for any inconvenience filming may cause. If you don't drink beer, please return the beer and exchange it for an, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know you don't drink beer, soda. I owe you. Thanks, and sorry again. Your neighbor.
Wow. Interesting.
I thought they'd leave, like, extra bottles of bleach to get out the red stains in the dryers and washing machines.
Well, the crazy thing, I mean, this whole thing's crazy, but when they say, either way, the laundry will be cleaned, are they planning to borrow their neighbor's laundry as well for their shoot?
It's possible. I mean, because it would make the laundromat look kind of normal.
Next note, we'll say, oh, I see, you're a boxers kind of guy. So...
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Here is a commemorative boxers set from our filming. Now, we'll have these links in the show notes and pictures and stuff over at cleancomedypodcast.com/114. And one other thing I wanted to share tonight is this, which we haven't had in a little while.
And now it's time for the weekly noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Here's one. We don't say this too much anymore, or maybe we should be saying it. And some people may remember this, but that's okay. Certain people who are privy to private information. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard this phrase, it's chilly outside?
Yes.
Yeah, and used it actually. Well,
what would you have said if I said no?
Then you must live under a rock and I'll honk my horn at you to help you come to reality. When we say it's chilly outside, we mean it's cold outside. But what if it was actually literally chilly? Like there was some kind of zombie apocalypse that resulted in the entire world being covered in beef chili.
Why would there have to be a zombie apocalypse in order for the world to be covered
rotten
in
chili? Beef chili?
Well, here's my thinking on that. This was my quick deductive reasoning, and I think this makes a lot of sense too. I have to use...
Would we have to swim through this stuff?
Well,
would it be the orange kind?
Let me explain
really
my theory
first. With
orange
beans?
Chili. Yeah. Who has orange chili?
See, like hot dog chili. Like the orange kind is the best for hot dogs.
If chili and beans make people fart... Sorry, I had to go there.
Chili and beans?
Yeah.
It's just the beans.
Oh, okay. If beans make people fart, then... And I hate saying that word. I hate
fart.
That word.
Fart, 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 fart.
Then, and if zombies are undead people, they're not dead, they're undead, which makes them kind of the opposite of us who are either dead or not dead. They're the undead. Since zombies are undead people, my theory is that they don't eat chili and fart. Instead, they breathe farts and poop chili.
I don't really want to give you a reaction
so,
on me for
all
that.
All that to say, if there was a zombie apocalypse, the world could be very well covered in chili.
What if they don't have any farts to breathe in?
Then no zombie apocalypse.
But I'm sure there would be a lot of farting happening, because sometimes when people are scared, they fart.
You know,
especially dogs.
Like, the undead, well, the actual dead, can still fart when they're dead.
What?
That's what I heard. Well, no. I didn't actually literally hear them fart, but I'm just saying they can still like have gases build up and start farting after they've been dead.
What? Like how long after they're dead?
I don't know.
A couple years. No. You'll be walking through a cemetery. Those aren't ghosts you hear.
The graves are like coming up in little bulges of the earth.
That's why you always see dead flowers over people's graves at the cemetery.
The gas. So it's
all right.
That's what the flower does.
Oh.
But I disagree completely with your theory.
Well, so when we say it's chilly outside,
I don't think zombies have anything to do with chili.
Regardless of whether they have something to do with chili.
Chili's delightful.
It is.
How could chili come from zombies?
So then why would it being chilly outside be a bad thing? If someone says it's chilly outside, I say pull up a bowl and a spoon and dig in. Just, you know, save some time for later to go sit somewhere else for a long time. But next time someone uses the phrase, it's chilly outside, that's what I want you to think of.
Swimming through bowls and bowls of chili.
Yeah, or not farting zombies.
Not zombies.
Dan, welcome to the ramen noodle.
Yes, I'm going to eat mangoes and chili this week.
Wow. Wait a minute, you should be saying wow.
That makes me, like, question the sanitary nature of chili.
And the sanity of Daniel.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's true. But chili is great. Chili is awesome. Go buy some chili today and have it with your pizza.
Pizza! Pizza. And I need to find that video where the guy is just saying pizza.
Oh, yeah. It was a Google video from a couple years ago.
He just says pizza?
Yeah, for I think pizza. 15 minutes.
Pizza.
Did you listen pizza. To it for the entire 15 minutes?
Pizza. Yes. Which shows how much pizza. Of a geek I am.
You I mean, I watched things. A slinky on a treadmill for 15 minutes, but I don't know if I'd watch a guy
wow.
saying pizza for 15 minutes.
Slinky on a treadmill. That sounds like the name of a band.
It
like some
could.
Was it a treadmill or a Stairmaster?
Treadmill.
Oh.
From Stairmaster, that would be pretty impressive.
That would be pretty impressive.
From the child labor camps who brought you New Kids on the Block and Rebecca Black comes Slinky on a Treadmill, premiering on the Disney Channel this Friday.
Bring your 20% off babies.
20% off babies?
Yeah, not your coupon, but your 20% off babies. Because those babies have no dirty diapers, maybe? No chili? Listeners, we'd love to hear your funny stories and funny tales, funny things you see on the internet. Anything funny, send it to us. feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can also go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the Send a Voice Message tab over there and send a message right from your computer. And we would also love to have you check out the links that we mentioned here and pictures and all of that. And videos over at cleancomedypodcast.com/114. And also, you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle.
I'm Jenny, and you can follow me on twitter.com/jennysnook.
And I'm Dan Flynn. You can follow me at twitter.com/danflynndesign.
And for Jeremy Laughlin, you can follow him at twitter.com/phlegon.
It's phlegon.
No, it's not.
Oh, is it?
phlegon.
Phlegon.
I'm sorry, Phlegon. You're going to get a lot of tweets.
That sounds My like name a, is Phlegon.
That sounds like a gangster name, like Phlegon.
You need special Phlegon. Protection.
Phlegon sounds more like a voice, like a ghost that would haunt you instead of Isabel.
Phlegon. Phlegon. Buenos noches, Phlegon.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Which, buenos noches sounds very close to good nachos. Noches are, yeah. Noche? Anyway.
That means night.
Yes, I know.
Good nights.
Good nachos. Buenos nachos. Señor. Oh, and Phlegon was actually in our chat room for a little bit.
He couldn't hear us, though, because his internet was terrible.
Yeah, which is why we can't hear him, which is sad. But for his sake.
Big fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
So listeners, check us out on the web over at cleancomedypodcast.com and please leave a rating and review over in iTunes. You can go to cleancomedypodcast.com slash iTunes and leave a rating and especially a written review right there. One last time, show notes over at cleancomedypodcast.com/114. Dan, Jenny, anything left to say?
Bye, everybody.
Bye, good. Guys.
Next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
Perfect.
That scared me.
The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcast, even better than this one, over at noodle.mx.
I thought it was a song.